I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Wednesday, August 12th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on the power outages across northwest Indiana and when NIPSCO expects to have everyone back online. And we'll also find out about the coronavirus pandemic's impact on utility shutoffs and schooling across the state. NIPSCO reports that over 16,000 customers are still without power across the northern part of Indiana following a storm that sent trees and power lines down this week. The hardest hit area is still in Gary, with more than 5,000 customers without power. About 3,400 people are without power in Hammond. The utility company reports that 80% of customers who were without power following the derecho weather event now have their lights on. NIPSCO plans on having all customers back on the power grid by Friday evening. The company says to avoid downed power lines, damaged poles, or other hazardous situations, and that every downed wire should be treated as though it were a live wire. After this week, Indiana utilities will be able to resume shutting off service for unpaid power, water, and sewer bills. The Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission says lifting the moratorium on disconnections could encourage people to arrange payment plans with their utilities, which would help the utilities ensure reliable service. Right now, it says few people with overdue bills have. The agency is giving some Hoosiers more time to pay those bills, however. Today, the IURC ordered state-regulated utilities to offer payment plans of at least 6 months for their customers. Late fees, disconnection fees, and reconnection fees have also been suspended until October 12th, but all of these mandates only apply to state-regulated utilities. Several small rural utilities don't have to follow the IURC's rules. As of July, more than 11% of Hoosiers were unemployed. Customers having trouble paying bills are advised to contact their utility or Indiana 211. Governor Eric Holcomb will have more on this today at 1:30 during his weekly press conference. A Gary woman has been sentenced to 51 years in prison after admitting that she left her three children alone overnight in their fourth-floor apartment before a fire killed two of the youngsters. 35-year-old Kristen A. Gobber was sentenced Monday. She pleaded guilty in February to charges that includes two counts of neglect of a dependent resulting in death. The Times reports she admitted to leaving her three children alone overnight in the apartment in March 2018. During her absence, her two-year-old daughter and her four-year-old son died from smoke inhalation after two of the children accidentally started a fire. An eastern Indiana district that has sent 228 students home to quarantine to help prevent the spread of COVID-19 has shuttered its middle and high schools for 14 days and switched to remote learning. The Delaware Community Schools announced Tuesday night that it was closing Delta High School and Middle School. Superintendent Reese Mann said in a message to the school community that the two schools, quote, seem to be keep ramping up with exposure symptom-related issues that increase the number of quarantined students being excluded from school. IPB News reports that school officials say a football player at Delta High School is the district's only positive COVID-19 case. In sports, the White Sox are looking to take the rubber match against the Detroit Tigers today at 12:10. The Sox were victorious 8-4 last night, ending their three-game losing streak. At 9-9, the Sox are in fourth place in the AL Central, and the Tigers at 9-6 are in second place in the Central. In the National League, the 11-3 Cubs are looking to sweep the Cleveland Indians in their two-game series tonight at 5:10. The Cubs are in first place in the NL Central, and the Indians are 10-8, good for third place in the AL Central. The NWI Oilmen have clinched a playoff berth in the Midwest Collegiate League Championship Series for the sixth straight season. This is the ninth overall straight season that the Oilmen have made the postseason. The best of three series will take place at Oil City Stadium beginning on Saturday night at 7:10 against either the DuPage County Hounds or the Crestwood Panthers. The Hounds and Panthers play each other today at 5 o'clock. The Oilmen are off tonight. They'll play the Hounds on Thursday. In the NHL, the Blackhawks lost Game 1 last night to the Las Vegas Golden Knights 4-1 in the opening round best-of-seven series. Game 2 is tomorrow at 4:30. In the NBA bubble, the Indiana Pacers play the Houston Rockets at 3 p.m. The Pacers are 4-2 in the seeding portion of the bubble and have already clinched a playoff spot in the East. The Rockets are also 4-2 in the bubble and have also clinched a playoff spot in the West. NBA players, meanwhile, could have some family members or close friends inside the season restart bubble with them by the end of the month. And that raises the possibility of having a real, albeit small, cheering section for some playoff games. The league detailed the policies for guest arrivals to teams on Wednesday in a memo. A copy of the memo was obtained by the Associated Press. The opportunity to bring guests into the bubble at Walt Disney World will be only for teams advancing to the second round of the playoffs, and the earliest any guest could satisfy quarantine rules and be reunited with a player is August 31st. In most cases, players would be limited to four guests. The league told teams that any guests would have to either be family members, quote, long-time close personal friends with whom a player has established pre-existing and known personal relationship, end quote, private security staff, as well as established family child care providers. College football. The Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences won't play football this fall because of concerns about COVID-19. The decisions to take two of college football's five power conferences out of a crumbling season amid the pandemic. The Big Ten is postponing all fall sports in hopes to make them up in the second semester. The Pac-12 is pausing all sports until January 1st, including basketball. The Atlantic Coast Conference, Big 12, and Southeastern Conferences are moving forward with plans to conduct a football season. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast tonight, mostly clear skies, a low near 62. Thursday, sunny skies, a high near 85. Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 85. And Saturday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 85. For Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, I'm Tom Maloney. This has been your Midday News Update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.